celestial greetings to all sci-fi fans. Damon's Brave New World, Season 1, Episode 5. Shooting out of an ice volcano and becoming immersed in a celestial borealis is only one of the many grand adventures enjoyed by our people. The trinary system we call home is a wonderland of discovery and exploration. One fascinating adventure can be found on the moon Chromos. On the moon of Chromos is an exposed, vast, frozen surface. Beneath the surface there lies a deep lying ocean, a saltwater ocean. This fascinating ocean is not much different than other subterranean seaways in other star systems, except for one unique life form that inhabits this moon. There is no natural sunlight that penetrates this isolated world. It is a dark, alien environment. Within this ocean, there lives a creature like no other, the I-Klon. The I-Klon is an underwater being of great transparency. It is somewhat oval in shape, yet can change its form depending on outside stimulus. Sitting on top of its torso is one very large eye, where its head would normally sit. There is no head, no nose, no ears, just a large optical organ sitting on top of its body. An amazing feature about this large transparent eye is that it swivels completely around. Completely encased in a rayless, rounded eyelid that opens and closes. Similar to the roof of an observatory that looks to the stars. It is quite startling when this eyeball abruptly opens and you find yourself staring at the most extraordinary eye you've ever seen. The body is oval-shaped like an egg, but when agitated, the chemical composition of its body changes. It becomes round and transparent. Connected to the trunk are multiple appendages of various sizes. These appendages are used for smell, taste, and even hearing the vibrations of the world around this unique creature. The I-Klon has vision that is so commanding that it can see several kilometers across the dark ocean. Ventua, which is the sixth and last planet in the Sovran system. Norsum is the fifth planet that circles Sovran. It is a ringed and rocky world twice the size of Dientas. We have discovered fossils of Paleolithic marine life and signs of vast seas. There are many valleys, channels, and gullies to be found on Norsoom. A positive sign, liquid water once flowed across the planet's surface in ancient and recent times. Dientaz is the fourth planet and our home world. She is the cradle of our noble civilization. Through great suffering and sacrifice, we have learned and mended our ways. We have become good stewards of our planet. We have come a long way in a short time. Dunzir is a third planet and is the only desert planet within the three systems. It is a terrestrial planet with very little water, yet is life-sustaining in nature. Exotic desert creatures populate this exciting destination. Bon is the second closest planet and is known as the Puffy Planet. It has a large inflated radius and very low density. A view from space presents quite an uncommon planet, for Bon has a multitude of jets or rings within the surface. These narrow, multicolored bands extend horizontally from the equator, reaching far north and south to the magnetic poles, thus spanning the entire planet. Megron is the closest planet that circles Sovran. As the eons passed, the gravitational pull of Sovran brought it ever so close to the parent star, and the result was the atmosphere was roasted away, leaving only a rocky, metallic core. Molten lava rivers now traverse the surface. Sovran has six large planets and thousands of moons and planetoids. It is only one of three star systems in our backyard. It is an astonishing celestial world that we live in. Thanks for listening to Damon's Brave New World. Don't forget to check out our website, damonsbravenewworld.com. Thanks again.